This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session shares my conversation with outgoing Senior Center Director Karen Elves and incoming Director Erin Rogers. Our conversation was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. In case you missed it along the way, Karen is retiring September 17th. There will be a socially distanced party in the parking lot to see her off. Details are in the September Connections newsletter. We also reviewed a number of activities during September, mostly conducted virtually, but some careful steps are being made to move safely to an in-person where possible, starting with small groups specifically. A reminder to call the Senior Center to register for an event, to get on the mailing list, or to order from the curbside cafe. In addition, the show notes will include links to the Senior Center page, the newsletter sign-up, and the curbside cafe menu. Without further ado, let's listen to my conversation with Karen and Erin. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM, anywhere on the internet dial, and 102.9 on the local Franklin area dial. And in this session, we've got Karen Alves and Erin Rogers at the Franklin Senior Center. Welcome, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi, good morning.
So there's still, we can't get into the Senior Center, but you're busy, just about as busy as you can be under the circumstances.
Yes, that is true. We're opening up on a bunch of different fronts. As from the beginning, I think, of the pandemic, we had been still lending out medical equipment and people are donating it. So that's been running pretty smoothly. We've added a support group that's meeting outside, a very small group. We're taking little baby steps. And then Erin's got some exciting stuff for coming up this month. Things both virtual and here.
Good.
So on the theme of doing things outdoors, we're excited. Our nurse Trish is going to start doing blood pressure and sugar testing outdoors, which will be great. I know she had mentioned she has spoken with some people who really haven't had their blood pressure checked since we
closed. Right.
And we don't want that. So she is going to set up outside in the parking lot, and seniors will have to have an appointment.
Correct.
And be, you know, limited to 15 minutes. But that should be a great thing.
Yeah, I know in prior conversations with her that we recorded, that was one of the key aspects of what services she was doing, because from that testing, she was able to notice and help the people understand, oh, there's something changing. You need to do something different. Or, yep. It looks like things are good.
Yeah, she's very excited to be doing it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, she's really missed this folk. Yeah. So that'll be great.
And then we're also going to Tri-Valley Elder Services is hosting a virtual program, My Life, My Health. It's a chronic disease self-management. And we've hosted that here before, but it is going to be virtual this time around on Zoom. And it's for people with chronic conditions. It goes through, all different things they can do to work on those conditions. So that should be great. And people can sign up right through Tri-Valley. We'll have that information in our newsletter and on our website. So that's exciting. I know Tri-Valley was really glad that they were able to still host that, given everything.
And that's an evidence-based program, so it's developed by Stanford University and has been, we've offered it several times, many times, and people are really thrilled with it. It's very individualized. It's about you and your condition and how you can have a positive outlook and deal with it in a positive way. So it's really, really worthwhile and effective.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then we have Telebingo, which is going to be super fun.
Telebingo.
Yeah. Yes. So we definitely want to do some programs just by telephone because not everyone is interested in using the computer and everybody misses bingo. So we thought it was a great way to do that. So we actually, we have a conference call line. So it's going to be so simple. People, all you have to do is dial the phone number and we'll play bingo over the phone. We're going to mail people bingo kits, so they'll have the cards.
And the markers and whatever.
Right, right.
Good.
A caller will call the bingo, and then we're going to have some prizes too. So it should be fun. We're going to start playing twice a week, and it will probably last about an hour. And so, yeah, it should be fun. A couple other senior centers have done it, and it's gone well. So we're excited to try it.
And the
Okay.
cool thing about that is it's free. You don't have to buy your bingo cards. But instead of having cash prizes like we normally do, we will have probably gift cards and things.
Other good fun prizes.
So it'll still be fun, and a lot of people are excited about it. We start next week, right, Erin?
We're gonna play on Mondays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock.
Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, we'll put that on the calendar for
So if
folks.
people are interested, they can just call us and we'll sign them up and send out the stuff.
Yeah, and that's one point we'll probably make a couple of times during this and certainly at the
Right.
wrap. But yeah, if people are interested in any of these, contact the senior center, get on the contact list, get your phone number in there, get your email in there, and get registered.
And then we're also continuing with our boredom bags, which has been a great thing. People are home and bored, and they can call. We have a number of things we can put together for them to pick up or we can deliver. And we have things like games, puzzles, books. We have some yarn and fabric. We have a bunch of embroidery kits. So all kind of things that people can do just to keep busy. And especially, a lot of people have been calling about the books, which is nice. We have a great library, so it's nice to be able to lend those things out.
Sure.
We have DVDs, good selection of DVDs, some good
Right.
rom-coms, and we have adult coloring books and colored pencils. So,
Okay.
yeah, it's a fun thing.
Definitely. Yeah, I
And
remember
games for
in
sure.
games, yes, because I
Any
remember
game you can
the
get.
game shelf and the puzzle shelf as you
Yes,
walked in
indeed.
was fairly extensive.
It is. So, nobody has an excuse to be bored.
No, and I certainly a number of folks, at least through some of the social channels, I see people, tackling this 500-piece puzzle, this 1,000-piece puzzle. So
Wow.
puzzles and games certainly have, we've got more time, so you might as well spend some time doing something. So yeah.
And we have a fun film coming up next week, right, Erin?
Yeah, so we are able to stream movies through Zoom.
Yes.
It'll be fun. We're gonna stream some Netflix movies and TV shows. So we are gonna show the Princess Diana documentary, Diana in her own words.
Oh, okay.
That should be fun. So we're gonna try it this month and see how it goes. And if it goes well, that's something we could very easily do each week if people are interested.
Yeah, put it in a time slot and have people bring their own popcorn.
Good idea. Good idea.
That should be fun. And we're continuing with a lot of our regular scheduled activities on Zoom. We have a group that just wants to try Zoom, and that's the Paige Turner's Book Club. So it's always exciting when another group decides they want to try to take it virtual.
Sure.
Yeah, so they're going to start this September, and they are discussing two different books, Pride and Prejudice and Death Comes to Pemberley. So that's exciting.
Good P.D. James mystery.
Yes. Yeah, P.D. James and Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen, I think.
Right.
My English paid off.
And the Memory Cafe that we host every month, our Memory Cafe is Wednesday, September, Wednesday. That's not right.
Wednesday.
Monday.
No, Mondays, aren't they? And they go in every Monday now, I
Monday.
think. That's a
I
change.
just found a typo that went to press in our newsletter, so it is in
Uh-oh.
fact Monday.
Oops.
But the good news is also Ariel, who runs the Memory Cafe, has been working with some other groups who are hosting one every Monday this month as well.
So
So,
now this is that's what the series is of every Monday.
yeah.
Okay.
So
Good.
that'll be in our newsletter. So
Yep.
there's always entertainment, there's always music and fun and dancing. So those are
Yep.
great,
I
great
did
for everyone.
one. I think it was, I forget whether it was early in late July or early in August. It was a pianist and I recorded that so it can be shared. That was a fun event, and it was so interesting to see, even on the Zoom, where some people did connect with the video and their pictures, etc.
Right. Yeah.
People were up and dancing to the music. Yeah. So that was delightful to see.
That's awesome. Yeah, super.
Yeah, we've had great attendance for the memory cafes.
And do you want to talk about 50 plus job networking, Erin?
Sure, yeah. So we had been involved in the 50 plus job seekers networking group.
Right.
And last year was our first year, and it went really well. We did it here at the center twice a month. And then once, March hit and COVID, we took it virtual. And so it continued through June, and it, continued to be a success. So this year they are continuing the program. It's going to be twice a month for the fall, and it's kind of open to the whole state rather than just hosted by the Franklin Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
But they have some great topics, and the timing is certainly great for people. So many people looking for jobs, and so it's going to be really useful information. So that starts in September as well.
Yeah, I saw the post from Ed Lawrence on one of my job seeking network connection pages, and I shared out the schedule. And yeah, the schedule looks very similar to what the previous sessions had been. So it certainly is a tried program. It's a good program. And yeah, timely, I think, because clearly some people are still going to be looking for work. And in that 50 plus category, there are some unique challenges. So getting together to share best practices and tips and just network, hey, my connection, does somebody have a connection over there? Maybe we can, that's really critical in these days.
Yeah. And I know in the spring, people were sharing tips on how to interview, virtually now, and all the, with everything going on, there's so many new changes. So that was really, really helpful to all the attendees. So I'm sure that will continue.
And we also have our low vision support group, which meets on the first and third Tuesdays. So Maggie Gunderson manages that on a conference call.
Mm-hmm.
She has a pretty good attendance for that. And she's also doing a conference call for the audiobook club.
Right.
So that is low vision folks, but everyone is invited. So it's a nice way to discuss the book if you're not using a computer.
Yeah, and that's still synchronized with the audio book club at the Franklin Library, I believe, right?
It is.
At least in terms of the same book, different times, schedule-wise.
Exactly. So this month they're reading The Dark Tide, The Great Molasses, Great Boston Molasses Flood, 1919.
Yes.
The community read a couple of years.
That was, yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I read that then, and I saw
the author
came in, so at the time. That, of course, was several years ago, so it was definitely pre-pandemic.
Yes.
It was easy to do in those days to have a group gathering.
Such a story, too. Such a great story.
Yeah, and having commuted into Boston and been along that North Shore, North End section of the Boston Harbor, to having read that then and then walk back down, it's like, whoa, it just gives you a new perspective as you walk through that area to think back what it would have been like.
And some people say, I don't know if this is true, but some people say that part of town still smells like sweet, the sweetness in the air.
Well, and in my experience, I've heard that and I haven't been able to detect it. But then again, you're also in the North End. So there's an awful lot of Italian smells there,
too.
There's
a lot of stimulation there. But great story. And Nurse Trish has a fun thing at the end of this month. She's doing something on positive psychology. So, the power of positive thinking kind of, which actually goes hand in hand with the evidence-based My Life, My Health.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just talking about how we can learn to become more positive.
Agreed. And especially with the challenges of the pandemic and everything and some of the other news that's around is not so positive. We do need to maintain some sanity and some positive approach.
Right. And speaking of a positive approach, the other thing I think that makes people more positive is fitness.
Yes.
So we still do offer via Zoom our chair exercise, our cardio strength and balance, and a Zumba class, all via Zoom with our fabulous instructor, Judith Perez. She's well loved and has a very, very enthusiastic crew. Take advantage of all of those. So if anybody's interested in starting some online fitness, let us know. We'll hook you up.
And one of the other things I think to help prompt the Curbside Cafe is up and operational. I haven't tried it yet, but I just need to coordinate my wife's schedule and say, hey, let's try it.
Yeah, we have some very loyal diners. They love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. It's so easy. You just call. You can call the day of up until 9. You drive into the parking lot around the building.
Yep.
Paul puts the meal in your back seat or your trunk. On your way.
Indeed.
So couldn't be easier. We have great specials every week, which are posted on our website and in the newsletter. And it's also on our phone. There's a special dedicated line for the cafe.
Okay.
So folks can call 508-613-1313 and they will hear, I can't think of the word, mellifluous sound of Erin's voice playing the menu. She does a great job. And how to go about ordering. So it's very easy. People love it. You can't beat it for $2 a meal.
No. No, some of the sandwiches definitely look like, as I'm reading them, it's like, it's getting me hungry. I want one of them now.
Yeah. The specials have been very popular too. The shepherd's pie. Oh my God. People just gobbled that up.
Right. So. Especially, shepherd's pie. That's one of our favorites. And it's not something you make at home very often,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's comfort food and you don't even see it on menus really.
In a few places. What was it? Teddy Gallagher's, I think, has it. But that's one of the few places I think locally that does. That I've seen at least. But
So that's going well. And Gatra is on the road, so people know. They have started charging where they were not charging before for Dial-A-Ride. We are able to still provide the Dial-A-Ride passes at a discounted rate. The pass covers 10 rides, which would normally cost $17.50, and we sell them for $10.
Okay.
Because of the generosity of the Friends of Franklin Elders, who have basically subsidized that cost. So if folks are interested in getting Dial-A-Ride passes, they can just call us, and we'll either mail it to them or they can come pick it up.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
And then you touched on it briefly before. You're going to be doing some sort of a party as you leave, but Karen will be missing you. Although at some point in time, I'm sure we'll still see you around.
Yeah,
but you just won't be there all the time.
Exactly. I will be here. I am definitely looking forward to volunteering in some way. Because it's a bittersweet thing to leave, you know.
Right.
After almost 20 years.
It's been a long time for sure. And you've seen an awful lot of growth through the building. Well, the building in its two phases for sure, but then the entire population, the set of programs.
Yeah. And it's been a great experience, just overwhelmingly positive. You know, it's a great community. It's just a great community to work in. So, but Erin's just really all set, capable, going to hit the ground running, just really on top of it. So I feel great about that.
That's good. Yeah, I know you've had a couple of months to do the transition, and you did that Metro West leadership training. So those are good preparations.
And Erin's really taken the lead in terms of, you know, all of the remote work and the Zoom stuff, just really on top of that. So, and that's unfortunately the wave of the future, at least for
the foreseeable future.
Couple of months.
And
probably afterwards, just to be safe.
Well, there's some things that I think we've discussed, at least in this forum and certainly in other forums, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. We're doing some things virtually that, you know, maybe it makes sense to do them virtually.
Yeah.
Right. Some clearly we're going to want to, and we're going to need to, and we're going to certainly enjoy coming back together in person. But for some things, virtual is probably in some cases better.
Yeah.
I would definitely say too, for seniors, I mean, there's always seniors who can't get out.
Yes.
And even here, you know, either long-term or temporary, you know, if something happens. So it would be great to have some programs that work well that we always continue to offer so people can participate from home.
Good point.
Yes. Yeah, that accessibility piece, and to a certain extent, the town has also created the accessibility, in terms of for the meetings. Now they've installed Zoom in the council chambers. So you have that kind of virtual participation to begin with. And then the Zoom feed is then played through Franklin TV live. And then you can also from the website do the live streaming. So that has increased participation. I know a couple of school committee meetings had in excess of 300 people participating. And as we know, the council chambers, you can only fit, 70, maybe 80, and then you're out into the hallway and down the stairs. So yeah, that has certainly helped increase participation. And as we all know, engagement, it's not just one head, it's two heads are better than one. So, you know, let's do this together. We're all in it together.
Right.
Well, good. Certainly the show notes will include links to Senior Center page, Senior Center newsletter, sign up for things. We'll put the plug in there for your phone number for the Curbside Cafe. Anything else we need to include that we haven't yet?
Did the blood pressure. Caregiver support group.
Okay.
And current events discussion and maybe weight loss support group tops.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Because I know the, was it Matt Ravendro mm-hmm. does the discussion group on Thursdays.
Correct.
Yep. I've participated in a few of those.
You know what else, Steve? We have the senior coffee hour with
Town
Council and
Rep Jeffrey. Roy. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's on the third Thursday. I think it would be the 17th is coming up. Yep. And virtual, unfortunately. We can't get in and have breakfast and coffee, but you bring your own coffee, it works.
That's right. And it's always indeed interesting. They do a good job.
Yes. Yeah, it's you never can tell exactly where the discussion's going to go, but there's a good discussion, and I at least learned something coming out of it. I'm sure somebody else does as well. So, yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you for taking time today to share this. And Aaron, good luck as you more fully get into your role fulfilling the duties and servicing the community. And Karen,
thank you so much.
I'm sure we'll be in touch at some point in time. You won't go that far away.
Sounds good.
And enjoy your retirement.
Thank you. I will.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.